This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The top executive at the Encore Boston Harbor Casino says the $2.6 billion facility will open on schedule next month. He spoke today before the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. The hearing followed days of uncertainty and controversy over a possible sale of the Wynn Resorts Casino to MGM. The company said late yesterday they are no longer pursuing a deal. WBUR's Steve Brown has more.
Encore Boston Harbor President Bob DeSalvio made it crystal clear.
We'll be ready to go on June 23rd at 10 a.m.
DeSalvio's proclamation came roughly 12 hours after parent company Wynn Resorts announced the end of talks with MGM about a deal to purchase the Everett property. Those talks came about as the Gaming Commission investigated whether Wynn hid details of a $7 million payment to settle sexual misconduct charges against company founder Steve Wynn. Word of the potential sale created consternation among local officials in both Everett and Springfield. Had MGM purchased the Everett Casino, it would have had to divest itself of MGM Springfield, which opened last August. Word that the sale was off seemed to be welcome news to commissioners who had been monitoring the potential deal.
No one ever said, and I'm new here, that the Gaming Commission's job was going to be easy.
That's Commission Chair Kathy Judd Stein, who just joined the panel in March. She pointed out that the state's gaming law clearly spells out how a transfer of a license would be handled.
Any transfer of interest will always require commission approval, preceded by an extended period of evaluation and review.
Before it can open the Everett Casino, Wynn must pay a $35 million fine by May 31st or appeal the commission's ruling on its failure to notify regulators of the sexual misconduct allegations. The commission also fined current CEO Matt Maddox for failing to respond to employee concerns about Steve Wynn's behavior. Once the statements regarding the potential sale were complete, the commission shifted gears and got to the day's agenda. The most significant item was the okay for complimentary alcoholic drinks to be served on the gaming floor between 2 and 4 a.m. After the meeting, Encore Boston Harbor President DeSalvio deflected reporters' questions about the uncertainty of the past few days due to the sale discussions.
So the company issued a statement. Those discussions have ceased, and that is its case closed.
No other sales talks?
The case closed.
So there's no more sale talks?
Nothing that we are aware of at all.
Wynn will now work toward the June 23rd opening, a Sunday morning, so as not to affect weekday rush hour traffic.
We expect there will be significant crowds there, so we're really looking forward to welcoming the public to the facility. I think they're going to be amazed at what they see.
Before the opening, there will be 3 8-hour test days where casino operators can demonstrate to regulators that all gaming systems are working properly and give Wynn a chance to work out any glitches that might arise. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.